Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Text 30. Naitat purvaikvitam tat. Naitat purvaikvitam twadye. Nakarishyanti cha pare. Yastvam duhitaram gacher. Anigrihyanda jam prabhu. Naitat purvai kritam twadye. Nakarishyanti cha pare. Yastvam duhitaram gacher. Anigrihyanga jam prabhu. Twat by you. Ye that which. Na nor. Karishyanti. Will do. Cha also apari anyone else yaha that which twam you duhitaram unto the daughter gache would go anigrihya without controlling angajam sex desire prabhu O Father. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Father, this performance in which you are endeavoring to complicate yourself was never attempted by any other Brahma, nor by anyone else, nor by you in previous kalpas, nor will anyone dare to attempt it in the future. You are the supreme being in the universe, so how is it that you want to have sex with your daughter and cannot control your desire? Purport. The post of Brahma is the supermost post in the universe. Then it appears there are many other Brahmas and many universes besides this one in which we are situated. One who fills this post must be ideal in behavior, for Brahma sets the example for all living entities. Brahma, the living entity who is the most pious and spiritually elevated, is entrusted with a post next to that of the personality of Godhead. For us on the earth, unless we accept the version of Shastra, even the idea of such a person, Brahma, is beyond our conception. It's totally beyond the range of what we experience in our own lives. We may know some powerful people, the president of the country, the president of some corporation, some very powerful persons, but we don't know of any, we've never met anybody like Brahma. If we're intelligent and fortunate, we may accept the version of Shastra, but we've never seen it ourselves. We just hear about these things. And if we have some faith, we accept. Gaur, don't distract, please. Please, Gaur, really, it's hard. I'm sit down, or go. Hare Krishna, I'm sorry. I'm a little spaced out, excuse me. It's too fast. So, one should be ideal in character. What to speak of the position of Brahma, which is something way beyond our experience. Even the ordinary leaders of society, they should also be ideal as much as possible. At least they should be civilized. They shouldn't be hypocrites. They shouldn't be selfish. The leader of society, Brahman or Kshatriya, should be selfless. Hare Krishna. These four sinful activities that are prominent in Kali Yuga, Dyutam, Suna, Striyam, Adam, gambling, slaughter of animals for meat, illicit sex, and intoxication. One who wants to be Lokapatir Guruhu, Raja, one who wants to take the position of a king, or a guru, or a leader of human community, he should avoid these four activities, especially. Especially in our modern age, when these are so prevalent, to find anybody who can abstain is very rare. But actually, to be an actual leader of human society, one has to be ideal. That's why Prabhupada insisted on four strict regulative principles. Krishna consciousness could have been more popular, this movement, if Prabhupada had not done that. If he had been more lax, then he would have had more followers. But he saw that in order to have the potency to actually uplift the world, we have to be pure enough. This is the minimum requirement. If we don't follow these four regulative principles, then we will not have the power. We won't have the purity and the power to help anybody else. Of course, we were talking before that one must be satisfied in order to feel compassion. These two ideas go together. One has to be pure in his behavior, otherwise the mind will be agitated, and one will be totally discouraged if one is not following regulative principles. So then one will not be satisfied. So there's not two different ideas. Same idea. One must be satisfied, but to be satisfied, one must follow the regulative practice of devotional service. Prabhupada has made it as simple as possible, has minimized the regulations as much as possible. We're only being asked to chant 16 rounds a day, something that anybody can do in a few hours, which leaves us plenty of time for all the other things we want to do. And we're asked to refrain from a few things that disqualify us from even being considered civilized human beings. No matter, we shouldn't be concerned that everybody else around us, the rest of the world, is indulging in these things. Just because everyone is doing it doesn't make it right. We come from materialistic civilizations, different cultures. We're coming from different nations and different cultures. But almost in all of them, these sinful activities are rampant. We may not be aspiring to be a leader of human society, or maybe just trying to save ourselves. But even for that, janma sartaka kori, koro para upakar. So we may not be ready to do much para upakar, helping others. But even to help ourselves, we have to try to be, if not ideal, at least civilized, at least decent. We have received the mercy of our spiritual master. It's only decent to try to show some gratitude by following his instructions to the best of our ability. That's the concern of Marici and his brothers. Not that Brahma, something wrong with Brahma, but it will reflect badly, it will look bad in the eyes of ordinary people. Hare Krishna. Okay, I think I'll have to stop here.
It's
a little dizzy, yeah.
If you mentioned about preaching to the
Okay, I don't know if I can do this.
I can do it.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, well, anything else? Yes, ma'am.
So, what is that verse which says that if you want to be a king or a leader of a society, you have to avoid these four?
Well, I couldn't quote the verse, I couldn't remember it, but anyway.
No.
Yeah, I mentioned. I mean, I paraphrased. I paraphrased it.
Well,
yeah.
But you quoted at least
few words. Yeah.
Few words. So, but we know that, in those previous Vedic times, kshatriyas were allowed to take wine, to take intoxications, to associate with women.
Yes.
To gamble and just all these
under regulations. Kshatriyas have different regulative principles. It's not unrestricted. A kshatriya, if a woman approaches him, he should oblige, but not that he can go running after women.
No, I mean not on the eye. Just
if he's challenged to gamble, he should gamble. So it's restricted. It's under regulations, but the kshatriya regulations, which are different.
But he still has to be of ideal character, and he can be noble and perform the
Yes.
In spite of all this.
Yeah, but they still—I mean—they're not breaking the principles of for a kshatriya if they're doing these things, if they're doing them according to the rules. But we can't imitate that because we can't follow Brahminical principles. Okay, I'm going to be a kshatriya. Well, if you want to be a kshatriya, you better be noble. Yeah, kshatriya has to obey the Brahmins and be ideal in many ways. So when we can't even behave as good, we can't even be Shudra. A Shudra can't control his senses, but at least he's faithful to his master. But if we reject our spiritual masters, then we're not even Shudras. So to be a Kshatriya is no easy thing at all. So to allow Kshatriyas some sense gratification, that's appropriate for them. That's also under regulations.
Yes.
Yeah, all these obviously we know, but I just was thinking that it should be like in this verse, it doesn't mention any regulations. They say if you want to be Raja.
Yeah, I think that's especially for Kali Yuga. That was spoken at the very beginning of Kali Yuga.
Where did it go?
Yeah. These things where is it? I'm sorry?
What is this verse for?
Anyway, it's not like no sex. If one is married, he can have children. So the Brahminical standards for I guess gambling and intoxication are out altogether, and meat eating are out altogether. Kali Yuga, but there's some allowance for Brahmins. So also Kshatriyas, there's some allowance, but it's regulated. When it says Striyam, Striyaha, under the four sinful activity, it doesn't mean all association with women is sinful, but illicit association. But what's illicit for a Brahmin and what's illicit for a Kshatriya are two different standards. And similarly, I guess the other three, it's when the activity is against the principle, against the, you know, the principles of your own varna and ashram, then it's sinful, then it's illicit. But for Brahmins, we don't have any, in Kali Yuga, we don't have any license at all for meat eating, for gambling, or intoxication. Okay? But Kshatriyas do.
Another day would have come and this happened before Brahma heard Bhagavatam from Krishna. So
No, okay.
Gayatri. I wanted to say Gayatri, but you said Bhagavatam, I repeated Bhagavatam. It's Gayatri. So, Jiva Goswami was saying that. So, and like we know, okay, and also we thought that Brahma is a pure devotee. So does that mean that he was not pure devotee up to that moment, and therefore he committed that mistake, or how to look at this? Or even pure devotee can...
No, that means he hadn't become pure devotee yet. He hadn't received his initiation yet. That's what's being said here. That's what Prabhupada's saying. Exactly how the chronology is worked out, I'm not sure. But that's the point, is that after he received the Gayatri Mantra, after he heard the Bhagavatam, yeah, then he, after that he was perfect.
He's like sadhaka and sense pretending to be a sadhaka,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, you know, in other days of Brahma when he...
Well, he was almost... Otherwise, he was almost perfect. Some slight mistake.
Mm-hmm. So, but in other days, he also receives initiation. He has Gayatri.
There are many Brahmins who get Gayatri who aren't pure, who aren't even Vaishnavas. Mm-hmm. So just getting Gayatri doesn't make you perfect.
Okay, so
doesn't make you a pure devotee. He became pure devotee by receiving the Bhagavatam.
Okay, this was a very special day that he became a Brahma by just hearing.
Well, I can't pin it down. I'm not sure when exactly, which whether it was a current day of Brahma or previous day, even his first day of his life. When he received the Bhagavatam, I'm not sure. Okay? I can't even tell. I can't even sort it out.
No,
once he received the Bhagavatam, he was pure.
Okay,
he's a pure devotee. It's not that he was pure and the next day he was impure and had to become pure again.
Okay, so yeah, when he goes to sleep, he doesn't lose his ritual.
Hare Krishna. Right? I'm sorry.
When he goes to sleep, he doesn't lose his ritual.
No, once he becomes fully Krishna conscious, he stays fully Krishna conscious. But I'm confused about when that actually is.
No, I didn't ask which day then.
Yeah.
I just say that this day must be very special day that he just on that day became a pure devotee.
Sure. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But you got this to Shloki only, right?
Yes, that was enough.
Yes.
On other days he doesn't know, honestly, doesn't hear Bhagavatam? He hears and doesn't become...
I'm sorry, I'm not sure. You know, I thought it was the first day of his life. I thought it was the first day of his... You know, it was Brahmakalpa. It was described in the second canto, so I thought it was his first day that he heard the Bhagavatam.
So
once he's heard it, he's a pure devotee. So, therefore, it's confusing for it to be said that this event that's being described in the third canto is before that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't answer that. I can't straighten that out.
The second part of his life also starts with Brahma Kalpa.
Yeah, but it's not that when you're 50 years old you lose all your devotional credits and have to start all over again.
No. I mean, Bhagavatam was in the Brahma Kalpa.
Maybe.
And then I went Brahma.
Maybe. Supposedly, what's described in the first and second cantos, or at least in the second canto, is the first day of Brahma's life.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly. Although there might be some overlapping there. I can try to look into this, try to straighten it out, but right now I'm confused about it. Okay. All right. Thank you, All Glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam.